to sing the Star Spangled Banner, Ciara Lamb.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting.
Ciara Lamb hangs on to the microphone and tells us to play ball. Thank you, Ciara.
Good evening and welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark in downtown Visalia. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for game three of this six-game series against the San Jose Giants. The Giants are the single-A affiliate of the San Francisco Giants, while your Rawhide are the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Rawhide have fallen the last two games to the Giants, both by two runs. Tonight they try to get back out on top with Wyatt Wendell on the mound, right-handed pitcher for the Rawhide starting today. And here's the starting lineup for the Giants that he will be facing, leading off in center field, Turner Hill, followed by the second baseman, Diego Velasquez, his first game back since being hit in the knee in game one. Batting third and left is Matt Higgins. In a cleanup spot at third base, Anthony Rodriguez, followed by the designated hitter, Tanner Otremba. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Jose Ramos. Followed by Andrew Kachel, the first baseman. Batting eighth behind the plate is Zach Morgan. And batting ninth in right field, Alexander Suarez. On the mound today for the Giants is Jeromy Maldonado, right-handed pitcher on the mound. First right-handed starter for the Giants this series. And here's the starting lineup for your Visalia Rawhide. Leading off in left is Anderson Rojas, followed by the second baseman, Manuel Pena. Batting third behind the plate, Christian Cerda. In the cleanup spot, the designated hitter, David Martin, followed by the first baseman, Gavin Conticello. Batting sixth in center field, Alvin Guzman, then the shortstop, Jose Fernandez, followed by the right fielder, Danier Sanabria. And batting ninth today for the Rawhide at third base is Juan Corniel.
Leading off for the San Jose Giants, center fielder number nine, Turner Hill.
All right, we are ready for the first pitch of the day. Wyatt Wendell, right-handed pitcher on the mound. No wind, maybe just a slight breeze going out to right field. Here's the first pitch, and it is a strike on the inside corner. First pitch is at 7:01. Infield shifting to the right against Hill. Here's the pitch. Line towards right field. Sanabria's there, and he makes the play. One down. It is 83 degrees at first pitch today. A little bit warmer than it has been, but still very comfortable here. Not a cloud in the sky, although you can see a little bit of smog, I would say. One down, nobody on is Diego. It's not Diego Velasquez, I beg your pardon. Thomas Gavello is batting from the left side, so there must have been a late scratch that we weren't told about. The pitch misses outside, ball one, 1-1 count. We have seen Gavello at second base, so I'd assume it's just a straight switch, but we'll let you know when we're able to see their defense. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike two. Here's the pitch. It is fouled off out of play. Wendell delivers, and the pitch misses just inside. Two, two. Swung on and missed strike three. There's the strikeout. First one of the day for Wyatt Wendell. Strikeout is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia.
Left fielder, number 10, Matt Higgins.
Matt Higgins batting from the left side. He takes a breaking ball high. Deep fly ball, right center field. Sanabria goes back. He's at the barn. Over the barn. Solo shot for Higgins off the bat. You knew it had a chance, but it did clear over the barn in right center. Matt Higgins picks up his seventh home run of the year. And it gives the Giants a 1-0 lead in the first.
Number 17, Anthony Rodriguez.
Anthony Rodriguez now bats from the left side. First pitch is high, ball one. Rodriguez batting 360 this season. Another lefty batter. The pitch is swung on and missed. It's been four consecutive left-handed hitters so far against Wendell. The pitch is another breaking ball in there for a strike on the inside part of the plate. 1-2. Wendell 0-4 with a 4.55 ERA. And time is called by the batter, Rodriguez. Wendell, this is his ninth start of the season for the Rawhide. He's thrown 30 innings of work for the Hide. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Rodriguez strikes out for the third out of the inning, but the Giants do pick up a run thanks to Matt Higgins. Seventh home run of the season. Giants lead 1-0. We're going into the bottom of the first, and you're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Strong credit union, you always have somewhere to turn for capital, credit, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong.
It's Thursday, Thursday here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Thanks to Radio Las Air 100.5. Estrella Jalisco and Modelo. Valley Strong Cowbell, America's largest and strongest cowbell, located behind the Queen of Health Grandstand. On the third base side, now let's give that thing a ring. Let's send it downstairs to Caleb.
Hey, Rawhide, we're here with Jake, who is celebrating his buddy Brady's birthday today, and he is going to ring America's largest cowbell. So, Jake, let's give that cowbell a ring. Let's go!
I got a fever, and the only prescription is for a cowbell.
Squirrels, the Visalia left fielder, number 35, Anderson Rojas.
Anderson Rojas is leading off for the Rawhide in the bottom of the first inning. Hard ground ball to the second baseman. He picks it up and throws to first base, and it is Thomas Gavello who is at second base. Again, there must have been a late scratch. It was originally going to be Diego Velasquez, who hasn't played since game one when he got hit in his left knee in his first at-bat. The pitch to Pena is fouled off. A one count, one down. Maldonado is on the mound for the Giants. Here's the pitch. Misses low, ball one. And we did at one point in yesterday's game say that Maldonado was the one pitching. Well, we had it wrong. We either saw the number incorrectly or Newcomb was wearing a different jersey than I thought he was. That pitch is swung on, ground ball to the first baseman. Cachel's there. Touches first. Two away. And this is what I say when mistakes are going to be made. For example, we weren't able to get the official starting lineup. Obviously, there was a late scratch that we weren't told yesterday. We messed up by not having the correct pitcher in the stats. It did get fixed, of course, and Newcomb has the correct stats, and Maldonado did not receive any of those. The first pitch to Cerda misses high and in, ball one. Count the pitch to Cerda. Deep fly ball, right center field. Suarez goes back and it's off the wall next to the barn. Cerda heading for second. He reaches safely for his eighth double of the year. Off the bat, you thought it had a chance. It looked like almost an identical hit from Higgins, who had the home run, but it was just short of the wall. Two out double for Cerda, and David Martin, the designated hitter, comes to the plate.
For Los Toros, heading to the plate. Designated hitter, number 8, David Martin.
Martin batting .283 this season. The pitch misses low and in. Ball one. Fouled off, out of play.
Broken windows against Division Glassworks, 747-2000.
Maldonado 1-0 with a 4.22 ERA. He sets, checks the runner on second, now delivers, and it's a pitch low, ball two. Catching for him today is Zach Morgan at third, Anthony Rodriguez, a shortstop, Jose Ramos. Second baseman Thomas Gavello, and on first it is Andrew Cachel. 2-1. Fouled off, out of play. Count is even. The outfield in left, it's Matt Higgins.
Number
in center,
seven,
Turner
seven,
Hill.
Two,
and in right, Alexander Suarez. Two-two, fouled off. Martin calls for time. And now the catcher, Morgan, is going to go and have a conversation with Maldonado. Maldonado 2-0 this year at the 4.24 ERA. This is his 12th appearance and his 10th start this season. He's thrown 34 innings for the Giants, striking out 40 while walking 23. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, a runner on second in the first inning. Pitch to Martin. fouls off his front foot. Opponents are batting 215 against him this year. Low and inside, ball three. Maldonado is throwing some heat. I've seen a fastball go up to 97. That last one was just 96. The pitch. Low and in the dirt, ball four. Martin. He draws a two-out walk. Runners on first and second for Gavin Conticello, who will bat from the left side.
Now batting for Los Toros. First baseman, number 25, Gavin Conticello.
Infield shading to the right. Pitch to Conticello, fouled off. The netting behind the plate. Maldonado, 6'2", says 170 pounds. Right-handed pitcher, originally from Venezuela. Signed as a free agent by the San Francisco Giants in 2021. 0-1, low in the dirt, 1-1 count. Conticello batting 192 so far this season. One-one, fouled off again. Conticello yesterday 0-for-4, but the night prior he was 3-for-5. Now 3-for-9 so far in the series. One ball, two strikes, and two outs. Rahai do trail by one. The runner on second is Cerda. On first is Martin. One, two, fouled off out of play. Another 97-mile-an-hour fastball. One, two. Check swing gets by the catcher. He does not go around on the pitch. That noise that you heard was the ball hitting off of the glove of Morgan. That allowed both runners to advance. I think it's going to be a pass ball. We'll let you know as soon as I get the official word, but I think it was catchable. That ball definitely moved. It was a very late movement, but I think after seeing the replay, it'd be a pass ball, but the official score does not have a replay system. The 2-2 hard ground ball right to Gavello. Second baseman gobbles it, throws to first, and that will end the inning. Just to clean up that inning, they officially did rule it a wild pitch. I don't necessarily agree, but I understand that ruling from seeing it live. Well, the Rawhide strand two runners in scoring position as we head into the second, and the Giants lead 1-0. You're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
First pitch is fouled off by Tanner Otremba, the designated hitter. Wendell kicks, and the pitch is low and outside. I don't think I ever gave you the official alignment for the defense for the Rawhides. We'll go through that right now. Catching for Wendell is Christian Cerda. Third baseman, Juan Corniel. The pitch is inside, ball two. Shortstop, Jose Fernandez. The second baseman, Manuel Pena. And at first, it is Gavin Conticello. From left to right, Anderson Rojas, Alvin Guzman, and Donier Sanabria. The pitch outside. 3-1 count now. Hitters count for Otremba. The 3-1 ripped to the shortstop. Fernandez picks it up on two bounces. The throw to first a little low, but handled by Conticello for the first out. Brings up the shortstop, Jose Ramos, who's batting .213 this year.
Shortstop, Jose Ramos.
Giants lead 1-0 top of the second inning. Both teams do have a hit today, though. Just so happens that the Giants' one hit was a solo shot hit by Matt Higgins with two outs. One down, the pitch. That's a strike on the outside corner. This is Wendell's second professional season. He was signed as a free agent last year. The pitch is grounded to the second baseman. Pena has it, bobbles it in shallow right field, can't recover. It'll more than likely be an error on the second baseman. He did range to his right, but just unable to handle it, and it is an error.
Step into the plate. First base run, number 55, Andrew Cachel.
Andrew Cachel, that's from the left side. The pitch, runner takes off, it's outside, throw to second is a little high, not in time. Ramos steals second base, that is his 14th stolen base in 15 attempts. Runner in scoring position now for Cachel. By the way, that was Pena's 10th error of the year and his 8th at second. The pitch misses outside. Ball two. Gachel batting .298 this year. First baseman today. We have seen him also at second base this series. 2-0. Outside ball three. Wendell has a four-seam fastball, a sinker, changeup, slider, and curveball, but his sinker is really the primary pitch, so if you see the catcher Sarah to throw down a one for a fastball, it's really more than likely going to be a sinker. 3-0. There's a strike on the outside corner for Rawhide fans who have been paying attention to the Rawhide for a while, at least since 2019. Another pitcher who is like that is Josh Green. I remember speaking to him in 2019 when he was here, and he was named the organization pitcher of the year. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike two. And Green was talking to some high school kids about being a pitcher, and he listed off all of the pitches that he throws. And I said, you throw a fastball too, right? He said, no, just a sinker. So his, again, there's a lot of pitchers like that. There's a few at least where their primary pitch is going to be a sinker rather than a fastball. Three balls, two strikes, one out, and the pitch is low and inside, ball four. Cachel draws a walk.
Catcher, number six, Zach Morgan.
Runners on first and second, one away. Zach Morgan is batting from the right side. Morgan batting .222 this season. And the pitch misses. That brings out Christian Serra to have a conversation with Wendell on the mound. Wendell last pitched a week ago. Remember, the Rawhide have a six-man rotation, so they do. Every single pitcher has a day that they throw. For Wendell, it's Thursdays. Last time he threw was in Lake Elsinore. He took the loss after giving up four runs, two of them earned, through five innings of work. Gave up six hits, walked a batter, and struck out three. Those six hits were the most hits that he's given up this season and tied for the most hits he's given up in his career. And the five innings pitch is the most in his career, ties it for the second time. One oh count, one down. Infield at double play depth, shading to the left. Wendell checks the runner. Delivers. A breaking ball swung on. Shortstop Fernandez has it. Throws to second for the out. No other attempt by Pena. Runners on the corners, two down.
Stepping to the plate, right fielder, number seven, Alexander Suarez.
Number nine batter, Alexander Suarez, comes to the plate for the first time today. The runner on third is Ramos. On first is Morgan. There are two outs with the Giants leading by one in the second. Long hold by Wendell. The pitch is popped up first base side, out of play behind our grandstands. Pitch outside, gets by the catcher Serra. Ramos is going to take home the throw, home not in time. 2-0 ball game on the wild pitch. Ramos scores. Morgan takes second. One count, two down. The pitch, he tries to check his swing on a low pitch in the dirt. He's unable to do so. So it's a 1-2 count now. Suarez batting .254 on the year. Infield shading to the left. One ball, two strikes. The pitch from Wendell, low and out, ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Glove at the chest. He checks Morgan. Now kicks. Line drive foul. Right field side over the Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club and into broken North window. Gidding Street. There's a broken window for Vision Glassworks. For all your auto glass needs, call or text Justin for a free quote. 559-747-2000. Two balls, two strikes, and the pitch. Tries to check his swing on a low outside pitch. He does go around, according to the home plate umpire, David Sabal. That ends the inning, but the Giants pick up another run because of an error and a wild pitch. We're heading into the bottom half of the second. Rawhide trail 2-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro, wins 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
For the second inning, coming to play is left center fielder, number 14, Alvin Guzman.
Rawhide trail 2-0 in the bottom half of the second. The pitch misses low to Alvin Guzman. Guzman batting 247 this year. The Rawhide do have a hit today. The pitch is a strike at the belt. 1-1 count. Maldonado delivers, and that pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Here's the pitch. It's a flare on the first base side, but it reaches, no, it does not reach the grandstands. It hits the netting. The pitch misses high. Two balls, two strikes. Maldonado, just 19 years old in his third professional season, and he is the youngest player on the San Jose roster. The pitch is cold, strike three on the inside corner. Breaking ball clocked in at 81 miles an hour. Sits down Guzman for the first out as Jose Fernandez comes to the plate.
The shortstop, number 7, Jose Fernandez.
First pitch misses high. And Maldonado, just 19 years old, although we have seen a 17-year-old in this league. The pitch is fouled off out of play just last week. Gonzalez, one of the catchers in the Padres organization, joined the Lake Elsinore Storm. He was actually 16 when he joined them, and then 2 days later turned 17 years old. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike two. So that's the youngest player that I've ever seen come through the Cal League. We only had 3 17-year-olds ever in the Cal League. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike three. Back-to-back K's for the 19-year-old, Maldonado. And now Donier Sanabria will bat from the left side.
Now batting for Los Toros, right fielder number 9, Donier Sanabria.
Maldonado shakes off the sign, now accepts one and delivers. The first pitch is in, ball one. Last year, he spent the season in the Arizona Complex League. He had a 2.27 ERA. The pitch is popped up, deep left field. Higgins goes back, battling the sun. Makes the catch in front of the warning track. for the final out of the inning. A 1-2-3 inning of work for Maldonado. The Giants still lead 2-0 heading into the third. You're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Center fielder, Turner Hill.
Wendell back on the mound for his third inning of work. Turner Hill squares to bunt, pulls back. It's a called strike on the breaking ball. Hill lined out to right field in his first at-bat. It was a well-hit ball, but right to Sanabria. 0-1, misses outside. Infield shifting to the right in the top of the third. Here's the pitch. Fouled off. Again, the Giants do lead 2-0. They've scored a run in each inning. The first run was off of Matt Higgins' home run. He's due up third in this inning. The other run came off of a wild pitch when Jose Ramos scored. The pitch. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Hill strikes out for the first out of the inning. Strikeout is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill in crust, we trust. Here's Thomas Gavello. He struck out swinging in his first at-bat. And by the way, the second run that scored is unearned to Wyatt Wendell. The pitch is low, but Gavello does go all the way around. Count is 0-1. The reason it's unearned, Ramos reached on the error by the second baseman, Pena, later came around to score. The 0-1 in there for a strike, 0-2 count. Wendell, originally from Denver, Colorado, his father is Turk Wendell, played for the Rockies. Here's the 0-2, high ball one. Now that school's out, we won't have as many community appearances, but Wyatt did do one for us. Went to speak to some baseball players at a high school. The pitch misses outside ball two. And, of course, the players ask, who did you look up to? And he had to say his dad, of course. Some of the other players said Clayton Kershaw, I think, was the one that Josh Swale said. Max Scherzer, of course, was one. Here's the 2-2. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Wendell sits down. Gavello back-to-back K's for the right-handed pitcher. Strikeout number five through two in two-third innings. Now here's Matt Higgins. Remember, he did have the home run in the first inning, his seventh home run of the year. The pitch misses low ball one. Swung on and missed, 86-mile-an-hour breaking ball. I'd love to see how many fastballs versus breaking balls we've had from Wendell. 1-1, fouled off. It definitely seems like it's a lot more breaking balls, but he's doing a great job of keeping the hitters guessing. He's only given up the one hit. The other base runners reached because of an error and a walk. 1-1 count, two down. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, called strike three. Wendell strikes out three batters in a row. All of them strike out looking. And that is your electric play of the game. The Rawhide electric play of the game is brought to you by Geiger Electric. They're family owned and operated, serving the Central Valley and Coast.
Give them a call at 559-302-9517.
Serving the Central Valley with the honest and fair prices that you deserve. Give them a call at 559-302-9517. Again, the Geiger electric play of the game is Wyatt Wendell striking out the side in the third. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org. The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
First pitch to Juan Cornell, misses outside, ball one. Cornell, the third baseman today for the Rawhide. Infield, shifting slightly to the right. Here's the pitch. She takes it high. The third baseman, Rodriguez, is in, just a step behind the infield grass in case Cornell elects to bunt. He fouls that one off. 2-1 count. Maldonado in his third inning of work. He's given up just one hit, and he's walked a batter while striking out two. He's not given up a run yet. Two, one. Popped up. Shallow left field. Higgins can't see it because of the sun. He is a late break with a shortstop. Ramos picks him up. Makes the play in shallow left field. Ramos had a great break on that one. One away.
Left fielder, Anderson Rojas.
Anderson Rojas bats from the left side. He grounds it out to second in his first at bat. Here's the pitch, fouled off out of play, left side. Infield shifting to the right against the left fielder. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Rojas, a very athletic ball player for the Rawhide. His natural position is actually middle infield, particularly second base probably. The 0-2 is fouled off, but... And we have quite a few good middle infielders this season. Juan Cornell, Jose Fernandez, Manuel Pena, and Rojas started playing outfield, I believe it was 2 years ago now, in 2021. 0-2 is low in the dirt, ball one. But I've loved seeing him in outfield as well. Again, just a really fast, young, athletic player. And he's only 19 years old, but you can tell he understands his role on the team. 1-2. Cold strike three on the high inside corner across the letters. Rojas strikes out for the second out of the inning. Strikeout number three of the day from Maldonado.
Second baseman, Manuel Pena.
Here's Manuel Pena batting from the left side. First pitch popped up, a towering pop-up. Third base side, Rodriguez waiting for it to come down. Able to make the snag, even though the wind started to move it, but it's a 1-2-3 inning, another 1-2-3 inning of work for Maldonado as we go into the top of the fourth inning. And with the play-by-play for innings 4, 5, and 6, it'll be Joey Gonzalez. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Visit Calipero.net to look like the best dressed grounds crew in all of minor league baseball. Check out the back of your ticket for a great deal like the one from Stank Bar and Grill. Get $5 off purchasing $30 or more, excluding alcohol. Stank Bar and Grill, located downtown by Insignia on Main Street. Thirsty Thursday is brought to you by Radio Lancer 100.5 and Lancer Media and El Estrella, Jalisco. $2 beers will end at the end of this fourth inning. $2 beers, thanks in part to Modelo and Valley Wine Beverage Company. Modelo, crisp, clean, and refreshing. Brewed for those with a fighting spirit. $2 beers are also thanks in part by Estrella Jalisco and Bueno Beverage Company. Estrella Jalisco. Born in Mexico, brewed in California.
Jueves de Toros, Joey Gonzalez here with you for the fourth, fifth, and sixth innings here from Valley Strong Ballpark. The Giants lead over the Rawhide 2-0 with Wyatt Wendell still on the mound. He had a dominant third inning. He struck out all three batters looking as Wendell continues going. Ball hits the left side of the infield, scooped up by Jose Fernandez, throw down to first in time, and the Rawhide are able to record their first out of the inning. Nice efficient work there. Jose Fernandez had a shift over about three steps to his right side, gets in front of the ball easily, and throws over to Conicillo, who's over at first base. We've seen him play over at third base for the first two games of the series. They moved it back over to first base. Conicillo, not much of a stretch he had to do there, and is able to record the out. So here is Tanner Otremba to the plate for the Giants. Takes first pitch, called strike number one, on off-speed 81-mile-per-hour breaking ball. The right-handed hitter will get ready for the next pitch. The 0-1 delivery on the way, and that one's fouled out of play, and that's going to be strike number two for the San Jose Giant. Wyatt Wendell, that was pitch number 50 of the ballgame. Otremba will await the pitch, the delivery on the way from Wendell, and that one's swing and a miss for Otremba, and that's out four strikeouts in the last two innings from Wyatt Wendell.
And strikeout courtesy of the planning middle, Pizzeria.
Watch on a replay there. Lots of spin on that ball, dropping quickly. Christian sort of just scooping that one up just above the dirt. And just like that, it's now Jose Ramos. And it's now eight straight batters retired by Wendell. The delivery on the way. And that one goes in there for strike number one. No balls and a strike to Jose Ramos. Ramos batting at the number six spot. 1-for-9 entering today. However, he does have three stolen bases this series, which is first on the team. Ball goes in the opposite batter's box for ball number one. One ball, one strike, two away. Wendell working from the stretch. Defense playing straight up, no shift in outfield. And Wendell's breaking ball goes in there for strike number two. And it's looking like he's got a lot of control in this ball game. He's only given up one earned run. It was a home run by Matt Higgins back in the first inning as a solo shot. The 1-2 on the way. Strikeout throw down to first. And that one will end the inning. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning where the Toros will get a chance to bat. You listen to Rawhide Baseball on Bally Sports Live. Giants lead over the Rawhide 2-0.
By the way, fans, Fast Times is back and playing Saturday night, June 10th in the Bunk Theater in Bunk City. Fast Times, who has the longest running residency in the world, famous whiskey, A Go-Go in Hollywood. They're considered one of the Los Angeles premier 80s tribute acts playing for Universal Studios, Disneyland, and the Stranger Thing launch party. Fast Times is all ages, family-friendly show. Tickets are only $30, $10. The opener that night is the Thomas Nicholas Band featuring Thomas Ian Nicholas and the American Pie Rookie of the Year. Get your tickets at funktheater.org. Tonight's salute to law enforcement is thanks to Spirit Radio, my senior local Christian radio station. Honor Law Enforcement Night is time to broadcast the lyrics written by Fast Times. And for that, Caleb, take it away.
How's it going, everybody? I am here with David and Mark, and they are here to play Guess the Lyrics. Go ahead, let's give it a play.
Hey, boss, what you want, what you want, what you gonna do when everything don't come for you?
What is next?
What is next?
Yes, sir.
I'm sure Mike Boudreaux comes for you.
Wrong answer. Answer is Sheriff John Brown.
So,
there we go. Alrighty, let's give it another play.
Yeah.
Good job, y'all. Thank you so much for playing with us. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And to blame for the Toros, Christian Serna.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on Valley Sports Live. We move to the bottom of the fourth inning. Christian Serna will lead things off for Visalia. It's going to be 3, 4, and 5 coming up. Serta, Martin, and Contasillo. Rawhide trail by 2. 2 does nothing. The top of the third was the only inning where the Giants have not scored in this ball game. Pitch misses outside for ball 1. 1 ball and 1 strike. So Maldonado remains on the mound. Pitch number 45 on the way. His delivery, and that one just clips the outside corner for strike number 2. And Christian Serta finds himself behind in the count. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Serna 1 for 10 on the series. His only hit was a home run. Check swing called ball. Talking about just a moment ago, 1 for 10 for Serna entering tonight. His only home run was a long ball. I mean, it was way out of here. As that one's lifted up into the left side of the infield. Underneath that one is a shortstop, Ramos. He's able to make the grab. And there's one quick out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Serna is sat down.
And
that's going to bring up David Martin to play 1 for 4.
Martin.
All 4 at-bats came in yesterday's ball game. So David Martin, the backup catcher for Christian Serna, playing at the DH spot. Left-handed hitter against the right-handed pitcher. He hits that to the right side of the infield. Scooped up by the first baseman, Cashel. He'll step on the base himself, and it's going to be an unassisted ground out to the first base. And as a result, 2 quick outs here, and it's going to be Gavin Contasillo stepping up to the plate
and
getting alive. So 2 fairly routine plays here for the Giants, and Contasillo will get ready to dig in. Pitch on the way, goes inside, clips the inside part of the plate for strike number 1 for Contasillo. One of 2 Rawhide players who have 3 hits in this series. The other batter is Jose Fernandez. That one's lifted to left field. Underneath that one is Matt Higgins. Barely has a move, and he steps. Finally moves about 3 steps to his left. Underneath that one for the grab, and the Rawhide go down in order. We are through 4 innings of work. The Giants lead over the Rawhide 2-0. Now listen to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand-new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on a legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Toyota is the primary automotive partner of the MyCity, rather the Toros of MyCity. Toyota, let's go places. And the Toyota Terrace tonight, every Thursday night in the Major League of Cornhole, presented by Michelob Ultra and Bueno Beverage Company. Join the game from the Valley Strong Ballpark, newest VIP deck, the Coors Light Lookout. I'd like to welcome the Tri-Counties back who are here on the Coors Light Lookout. Famous Fan Dugout celebrating number 11th birthday. Happy birthday, Brady. Enjoying the game next to the group Stallone, J.D. Haskell and Company, one of the nation's premier providers of feed, grain, and commodity inputs. Budweiser Red Sox, say hello to happy birthday to Wyatt Campbell, celebrating number 10 with us here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Michelob Ultra Hall of Fan Club, I'd like to welcome Emilia Pulido. To these groups and all the fans in attendance, welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark. Tonight's salute to law enforcement is thanks to Spirit Radio, Lysinga's local Christian radio station. Let's move to the top half of the fifth inning, batting for the Giants. First baseman Andrew Cashel.
Move to the top of the fifth inning. Andrew Cashel, the first baseman for the Giants, will dig in for San Jose. Remaining on the mound for the Rawhide, number 39, Wyatt Wendell. Four pitches shy of 60. Pitch number 57 is fouled backwards, and Cashel's behind in the count. No balls and two strikes. So Wyatt Wendell has been dominating in today's game. Eight strikeouts on 57 pitches. And looking for strikeout number 9 right here, the delivery. And that one misses just high for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Seven straight batters retired by the Rawhide defense. And one of the more efficient defensive games really of the season. The delivery on the way goes in the dirt. It's blocked by Christian Serta. Serta making himself wide in order to keep the ball in front of him. Ball just bounced back on home plate. And the count is even at two balls and two strikes. Cashel, 2 points below 300. The pitch on the way, breaking ball misses outside. It looked like Wyatt Wendell may have lost the ball in his fingertips. As a result, now the count it goes full, three balls and two strikes. The payoff pitch from the windup, the delivery on the way, and that one goes inside for ball four. So after Andrew Cashel trailed, no balls and two strikes, finds a way to fight back in the count and finds a leadoff walk. And as a result, that's going to bring up the bat of number six, Zach Morgan, the catcher for the Giants. Zach Morgan, 1-for-9 in the series, has played in the first two games. A delivery from Wendell in the stretch, and that one's hit to the left side of the infield. This one's going to be scooped up by Cornell. Throw down to first in time. Cornell did not have a play at second. Momentum going to first base. And gets the runner at first, and the lead runner advances over to second base, and the Giants have a runner in scoring position here in the top of the fifth inning. Looked like he got jammed up there, and you see Cornell sprinting in to grab that ball, throw down to first. Conicillo not having to stretch out much, as they're able to get Morgan out by quite a couple steps. Bottom of the order here, Alexander Suarez will dig in with one away. Breaking ball misses outside for ball one. And that's going to put Wyatt Wendell at over 60 pitches now. Suarez batting at 254. You look all around this Giants team, everybody batting in the 200s, the mid-250s. Pitch on the way, and that one's lifted into center field. Charging in is Alvin Guzman. He's going to be underneath that one. He calls off Jose Fernandez, and there's two away here in the top of the fifth inning.
Now batting center fielder Turner Hill.
You see there, Jose Fernandez covering a lot of ground there, but ultimately called off by Guzman. And back to the top of the order where it's going to be Turner Hill. The center fielder for the Giants will get ready. Delivery on the way from Wendell, and that one just above the San Jose letters across the chest. San Jose sporting the gray uniforms with the San Jose across the chest. The SJ logo along the left sleeve, and then the orange trim along the pants. The delivery on the way, and that one misses in the dirt. Christian sort of unable to grab it, throw it in that third, and that one's going to sneak into outfield and charge it on in. Here comes Cashel, the play at the plate. They're not even going to throw the ball in, and the San Jose Giants have their third run of the ball game off of an E2 from Christian Serta. So an inside pitch just kind of got lost by Serta in the dirt. He was able to scoop it up. It looked like he had a play over at third base, but the throw is way too high. Cornell unable to really drag that ball down, and as a result now, the Giants have scored their third run of the ball game, then their third and five innings. Bunt sign shown by Hill. He pulls it back, and the count's out 3 balls and no strikes here from Wyatt Wendell. Rawhide now have 2 errors here in the ball game. Upcoming pitch on the way. Nice hitter's count here. We'll see if Hill wants to pull the trigger, if he'll keep the bat on his shoulders. He'll keep the bat on his shoulders for this occasion, and the count goes 3 balls and a strike. Game 3 of the 6-game series, San Jose's won the first 2 games. They lead the series 2-0. And just 2 wins away from clinching a series victory. The pitch on the way. That one goes in the dirt for ball number 4. So Turner Hill will take his base. He'll walk the free 90 feet over to first base. Now Christian Cerna is going to make his way beyond circle at home plate and just toss the ball back over to Wendell. So Wendell, who entered the inning retiring 7 straight batters, had a leadoff walk. That man came around to score. That was Andrew Cashel, and a runner on first base and trying to find a way to close out this inning. Breaking ball clips inside, says the home plate umpire Andrew's the ball. David's the ball, excuse me. The ball on his second game behind the play here in this series. Tatum Littleton, the first base umpire, called the balls and strikes yesterday. No balls and a strike with 2-way. Throw over to first, and that one's going to get past the first baseman, Gavin Conestillo. Running over to second is Turner Hill. He'll just jog on in there. Doesn't even have to slide. And that's already 2 missed balls on the infield. That's most likely going to be an E1 against Wendell. So you got an E1 against Wendell and an E2 against Serta. So the battery and the pitcher both throwing the ball away once in the inning. The Rawhide have 2 errors now here in the inning. No balls and a strike with 2 away. Giants already have a run without a hit here in the top of the 5th inning. Thomas Covello, top 10 in the California League in home runs, a heavy hack. Unable to catch a piece of that one, and the count's now no balls and 2 strikes. Thomas Covello, late game addition. Diego Velasquez was in the starting lineup to begin the ball game at the number 2 spot. Was taken out of game number 1 after he was hit in the leg. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Man in motion for the Giants. Check swing, that one's going to miss low for ball 1. And that's going to be easy stolen base for Turner Hill. 3 stolen bases in the series, make that 4 now. Tied for first entered today, and he now has the most stolen bases by either team. Small lead over at third base. Covello sends that one into left center field. It's dropping quickly. Unable to cover the gap is the Rawhide. Rounding first base, going over to second is Covello. And he's going to get a stand-up double, and it's going to be an RBI. And the Giants now lead 4-0 here in the top of the 5th inning. Nice 1-ball, 2-strike account approach there by Covello. He has a lot of pop on his bat, and he's able to send it into left center. It looked like Rojas was playing fairly shallow out there. It looked like a hanging ball. Gets all the barrel on the bat, and retreating backwards was Guzman, a guy with a lot of speed, but unable to cover ground that quickly. So the 2-out RBI scores another run, and both of those errors have cost it to Toros here in the top of the 5th inning. And now the pitching coach, Tyler Mark, is going to make his way out to the mound. This is a Shanti mound visit. The Shanti, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Shanti, where community matters. So the Rawhide got 2 outs after the walk. And then Cato eventually came in to score. And then the E1 from Wyatt Wendell allowed Turner Hill to get to second. A no ball, 2-strike count. Missed just a little bit low by Wendell. Stolen base for Turner Hill. And then the RBI double from Thomas Covello was able to score Hill. And that's all the action we've had here in the top of the 5th. Approaching 75 pitches. Pitch 74 is on the way, and that one is going to roll just foul. About 10 steps right of the first base line. And as a result, now the count, no balls and a strike. Covello will jog back over to second base. Matt Higgins will pick up his bat and get ready to do battle once again. Matt Higgins in his second professional season, the 23-year-old, attended Bellarmine University and also holds the school record for career with 45 home runs, 6 home runs this year. And stepping off the mound will be Wendell. Looks over at second base. Fernandez not even holding on. Gavello. No balls and a strike. First non-pitch event there. Wendell has two of them to work with. 0-1 delivery on the way. Breaking ball, and that one's fouled to the right side. Just above the Giants dugout. Giants housed on the first base side. Meanwhile, the Rawhide are housed on the left side. Rawhide sporting in their Jueves de Toros uniform here tonight. The black tops with the gray pants, blue hats. By Celia across the chest. No balls, two strikes for Higgins. 7 points shallow of 300, 293. The delivery on the way from Wendell misses high for a ball. Counts now 1 ball and 2 strikes. Batter number 7 of the inning, Anthony Rodriguez, a cleanup batter, awaits on deck, and a guy who is tied for the most hits from this team this series, 3-for-6. 1-ball, 2-strike delivery on the way. That one is slicing into left field, running quickly. Let's see if Ross can cover it, but it's going to run out of space and bounce over into the Budweiser area. Budweiser red zone, and as a result, the count will stay alive. 1-ball, 2-strikes. Matt Higgins would jog back over and get ready to have a chance to stay alive in that at bat. I mean, look at the ground covered there by Anderson Rojas. I mean, he was over where the truly hard seltzer sign is in left field. So that's about 3 advertisements and then the entire bullpen that Rojas covered. But ultimately, the ball ends up in the stands, and the count is now 1-ball and 2-strikes for Higgins. The at-bat continues, and that ball just misses outside. Sort of thought he had the frame correctly. However, the home plate umpire not going to give it to him. We'll see where that pitch misses for Wendell. Yeah, about a foot off the outside of the batter's box, and counts out even at 2-ball and 2-strikes. Higgins will await the pitch from Wendell. Wendell looks back over at second. The delivery on the way, sent into center field. Alvin Guzman charges in, calling it off as Rojas. Rojas will make the grab, and the inning finally comes to a conclusion. One hit, two runs, two errors, one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Giants lead over the Rawhide 4-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
Fuller, also starring Monica Barbero, Milan Kerner, and Fortune Finster. Watch Fubar on Netflix now. Now time to open this lucky number scorecard for today's first runners. All right, here we go. Map 360 collected, 5911. Handed Stone, gift card, 5979. Valley Strong Credit Union, 6089. Webby's Hamburgers, 6054. Los Arbolitos, 6002. Ticket Smarter, that lucky number is 6136. Wonders, take your lucky number scorecard to the balance cover team store to claim your prize. Rawhide are partnering with Salt Delight to help shine a light on their mission, helping their community with those experiencing homelessness. We have some Salt Delight personal video board message. Check the video board. Happy birthday, Brady. It's number 11. Also, Wyatt Campbell celebrating number 10 with us here this evening. And we got another one. Happy birthday, Dad. Enjoy the game from Christopher Archer. So happy birthday, Dad. Enjoy the game tonight here at Valley Strong Ballpark. To Blaine for Los Toros. Center fielder, Alvin Guzman.
Move to the bottom of the fifth inning here from Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia, California. Alvin Guzman will lead things off for the Rawhide. Fouls the first pitch back that he sees. It's going to be 6, 7, and 8 coming up for Visalia. Alvin Guzman, 2-for-10 here in the series, 4 strikeouts. However, he was 2-for-4 yesterday. He was 0 for 6 entering that at bat. Ball fouled backwards, no balls and two strikes. And then he came out to the plate, got an RBI single. So Guzman picked it up in the second half of yesterday's game, getting a base hit in his last two at-bats. Alvin Guzman, a speedy guy as well. Also leads the team in hits, 41 on the season. As they get ready for the pitch, the delivery on the way goes high and outside for a ball. New pitcher in the ballgame for the San Jose Giants is going to be number 37, Cameron Cotter. Cotter comes in here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Delivery on the way, and that one misses high for a ball. Count now one ball and two strikes. So let's get you the numbers on Jeromy Maldonado. Maldonado goes four complete innings, gave up one hit, walked one, struck out three. It's a pretty efficient outing from Maldonado. And swinging, that one's fouled backward, foul tipped into the glove. Unable to hold on to it is the catcher, Zach Morgan. So Guzman will have a chance to see another pitch. Two balls, two strikes for the right-hander. Working from the left side of the slab, part closest to first base. Guzman sends that one on a drive to left field, going back to the wall, and you can forget about that one. See you later, Alvin Guzman with a solo home run. And the Rawhide score their first home run of the ballgame. It's now 4-1, the bottom of the fifth inning. What a shot there for Alvin Guzman. He sends that one for a ride. Home run number 3 of the year, and it was a no-doubter just left off the wall. A hanging breaking ball from Cotter, and as soon as the ball left the bat, Matt Higgins turned and looked towards the wall, and he jogged about 3 steps, and the ball was out of here. So now Jose Fernandez will step up to the plate. 2 home runs in this ball game, one by both teams. Christian sort of got close to one earlier, and it bounced off the barn out in right field. So Jose Fernandez, second time batting today, 0 for 1 today, with a strikeout swinging back in the second. The delivery on the way, unable to catch up to that one, and behind the count, no balls and a strike. Jose Fernandez, 3 for 9. Mentioned earlier, him and Gavin with the most hits here in the series. This one's hit back to the pitcher's mound. Scooping it up is Cotter. Throw over to first in time. And that's the second out here of the inning. First out of the inning.
Right fielder, Danielle Sanabria.
So here is Danielle Sanabria, the right fielder for the Rawhide, making his first appearance of the series. Get ready for the pitch, and that one misses outside for a ball. And yet on a 4-game hit streak. This one dates back to June 4th, back over at the Lake Elsinore when the Rawhide were taking on the Storm last week. This one's going to be fouled up and out of play. And as a result, now the count's now 1-1 for Danielle. 0-for-1 on the day. Flew out back in the second. It was a ball into straightaway center field. 1-1. Takes an inside pitch. Unable to grab that one is Morgan, as that one's going to roll all the way back to the backstop. The count's now 2 and a strike. Working from the windup. A slight shift out of left field. And this is going to be sent opposite field. Going back to the wall. And that ball is gone. Second home run of the inning. Daniel Sanabria goes opposite field. Home run. And the Rawhide have scored 2 runs in the bottom of the fifth inning. And another no-doubter. Daniel rounds the bases, and he'll meet at home plate. Home run number 2 of the season. And it continues. The hitting streak is now 5 on the year for Daniel. Another pitch just kind of hanging out there and sends it opposite field. It's been something that the Rawhide have been working on this week. Daniel takes advantage of that one, and now to the bottom of the order, Juan Corniel. Seems like the ball's been carrying this week. You think about back to Tuesday as the pitch goes low below the knees for Corniel. 1-1. But you think about Tuesday night's game, a 4-home run performance for the Rawhide. A swing and a miss for Cornell. Gets a tip of that one. Bounces out of the glove of Morgan. Pulls down one ball and two strikes. So now six different batters have hit a home run in this series. Julio Carrion, Gavin Conocello, Johan Benitez, Christian Cerda, Daniel Sanabria, and Alvin Guzman. Takes a pitch right down the middle. Juan Cornell frozen, and he'll walk back over to the Rawhide dugout. And there's two away here in the bottom of the fifth inning. So first strikeout of the ball game for the new pitcher, Cotter. And yeah, right down the heart of the plate. Got to think Juan Cornell was maybe expecting a fastball. This one's hit on a line to right field. Underneath that one is Suarez, and the inning will come to a conclusion, but not before the Rawhide send two long balls over the left field wall. Two hits, two runs, no errors, nobody left on base. The Giants lead over the Rawhide 4-2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
Budweiser, friends at Bueno Beverage Company, want us to take a moment to salute some of the everyday heroes in attendance tonight. For all that you do, this bug's for you. Tonight, thanks to Spirit Radio in attendance tonight and some special law enforcement personnel. The Tulare County Sheriff's Office, Exeter Knights are Columbus Deputy of the Year, Detective Jeremy Gates. Welcome. Three Rivers Hero Award to Deputy Daniel Anaya. Vice-City Knights of Columbus Deputy of the Year, Deputy Alejandro Aguayo. Porterville Exchange Club, Deputy of the Year, Deputy Anthony Lucking. Dispatcher of the Year, Dispatcher Stella Velasquez. Tulare County Sheriff's Employee of the Year, Dispatcher Ken Page. Thank you. And now we ask those who work in law enforcement, police, lab techs, lawyers, judges, detectives, and those who work to support law enforcement. How about it? Why don't you stand up so that way we may salute you and give you a huge round of applause for law enforcement. Thank you for your service.
Enforcement night continues to roll on as we thank those serving our community. Part of our salute to those who serve week. Firefighter Appreciation Night tomorrow night here at Valley Strong Ballpark. One ball, no strikes. Anthony Rodriguez will dig in for the Giants. 4-5-6 coming up for San Jose. Pitch misses outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. New pitcher in the ball game for Visalia. It's the right-hander, number 22, Josh Swales. We'll give you the numbers in just a moment. For number 39, Wyatt Wendell, a pretty dominant performance entering that fourth inning before giving up those two runs back in the fifth. The 3-0 delivery on the way from Swales, and that one's going to miss high for ball four, so it's going to be a leadoff walk for the San Jose Giants. Back-to-back innings that it's going to be a leadoff walk. So the end of the day for Wyatt Wendell. I'll give you those numbers in just a moment here as Otremba gets ready to step in. So Wendell goes five complete innings. He gave up two hits, four runs. Three of those runs were earned. Three walks and struck out eight. So controlling the fastball and breaking ball fairly well throughout his five-inning outing. Trembo will get ready to step back in once again. The former Red Raider and Wildcat attended both Texas Tech and Arizona. No balls and a strike. Gets ready for the pitch from Swales. Small lead over at first base, and that one's a breaking ball. Clips the outside corner for strike number two. Tanner Otremba, one of multiple 23-year-olds on this Giants team, second professional season, was selected back in the 15th round of last year's MLB draft. No balls, two strikes. Swales from the left side. The stretch on the way. That one's hard hit through the right side of the infield. Rounding second base, they'll hold up there. And the Giants have their first two runners aboard. A hard hit shot from Tremba gets through the right side of the infield. And a runner in scoring position here for the Giants. And Josh Swales, after just eight pitches, he's got a little bit of traffic with no outs here in the top of the sixth. And Tremba feasting off the pitch he saw right there. And now it's going to be Jose Ramos, who scored in that last inning off of the E2 from Christian Cerda. Swales delivery on the way, and that one's crushed into right field. Donier Sanabria is on his horse, and he's unable to get to that one. It's going to bounce off the Michelob sign out in right field. Rounding second base, going over to third. They're going to bring home a run. The play is tagged, and it's going to be a double play. What a beautiful throw there by Donier Sanabria. Rounding third base was Rodriguez, and Otremba is slow to get up. It was a tag high from Christian Cerda. Hopefully Otremba's all right, but what a throw from Sanabria. The play at the plate, Christian Cerda applied a double tag. You don't see that very often, and that is a Geiger Electric play of the game. Call 559-302-9517. Wow, what an outstanding throw by Daniel Sanabria. I mean, he was sprinting
at home plate.
He was sprinting out to that ball in right field. Couldn't get there in time, but a beautiful throw. And not very often do you see a double play at home plate. If we can replay that, it's just outstanding. Christian Cerda was able to apply two, and both base runners were about 3 feet apart. Okay, so here it is. Daniel Sanabria scoops that one up at the wall in right field, and a beautiful cutoff there in right field. There's the first tag, and there's the second. Otremba gets tagged in the head, and Josh Wales is fired up. I think even Christian Cerda was kind of surprised that he tagged two guys at once. So Josh Swales, after giving up a leadoff walk and a leadoff and a single on the second batter of the inning, he gave up a double, and then Donier Sanabria with a huge play in right field. I believe that was Manuel Pena who made the cutoff out in right field. And just like that, they're two-way here in the top of the sixth inning with a runner in scoring position. Andrew Cation will step up to the plate for the Giants. Trying to find a way to get some insurance runs. He swings and fouls that one back, and the count's now no balls and a strike. As we have a little stoppage of play, let's give you some scores around the California League. We'll start off at Inland Empire. They lead over Stockton 8-1. That game's currently in the bottom of the seventh inning. Moving over to Fresno after the pitch. Swales will line up in the stretch. He'll step off the mound, throws over to second, and that one's going to get bounced off the glove of Jose Fernandez. Ramos is going to sprint over to third base, and he's going to get there standing. And that is the second E1 of the ball game. And the Rawhide now have four errors in the ball game, two of them coming from the pitching position, and one of them coming from a catcher. So a game that's had all sorts of things. And you see just Ramos easily gliding in there. It looked like Jose Fernandez at the beginning of that play thought it was in his glove before looking down and realized the ball was out in center field. So Keisha will get ready for the pitch. No balls and a strike. 2 points below 300. Takes an inside pitch. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Backhand stabbed by Christian Cerda. Keep going for the California League scores. Fresno leads over Lake Elsinore 1-0. That game's currently in the bottom of the sixth. And the final game in the California League in the top of the fifth. Modesto leads over against Rancho 2-1. And that ball clips the outer part of the plate for strike one. One ball and two strikes. Speaking of Modesto, they travel into Visalia next weekend. They'll be in town for Father's Day weekend. That's June 13th through the 18th. Two ball, two strike count now. Cation will step out. As the ball goes back over to the pitcher's mound. Cation attended school just 30 minutes up the road from here at Fresno State. Batted 312, 24 home runs in his three-year collegiate career with the Bulldogs. The former Bulldog will await the pitch. Looked like he wanted to pull the trigger, but it goes inside just above the shoelaces for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. Grew up in the Bay Area, Gilroy to be exact. Went to Christopher High School in Gilroy near San Francisco. Three balls, two strikes. Fouls that one off. And that one was on a line drive just above the Rawhide dugout. Luckily, nobody's hurt. Everybody's able to get out of the way in time. See a couple of the guys there on the steps. See Julio Querion right there in the D-backs hoodie. Begin the day off after playing in right field yesterday after replacing Christian Robinson yesterday. Inside pitch goes for ball four, so Andrew Cashel is going to walk down to first base. And there's now runners on the corners, and that's going to be the second walk of the inning from Josh Swales.
Hailing Georgia Plain, catcher is Zach Morgan.
So Zach Morgan now will be the fifth batter of the inning. Christian Serta will make his way out and kind of give his signals to the infield, communicating over with Manuel Pena at second base. The middle infield today is being patrolled by Pena and Fernandez. Zach Morgan, the catcher, will get ready to step back in. Another Bulldog stepping up to the plate. First pitch of the at-bat all the way from Swales from the stretch, and that one sent into center field. Alvin Guzman retreats about a step backwards. He's underneath this ball, and the inning will come to a conclusion.
So
Josh Swales starts off the inning. He gave up two base runners, but a huge play out in right field. A double play at home plate keeps the score intact. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Giants lead over the Rawhide 4-2. Listen to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
Music to encourage your family. Whether at home with family, out and about, or at work, hear music like this. Visalia's local Christian radio station, Spirit 88.9.
Tonight's local law enforcement, thanks to Spirit Radio, licensing your local Christian radio station, Thursday, Bonview Radio, last year, 100.5, Nicer Media, Badalo, and Estrella, Jalisco. Tonight's local law enforcement, thanks to Spirit Radio. On our law enforcement night, we have a crime tank rap race going on in the CSDA pasture. Kayla, what do you got going over there?
What is up, Rawhide? We are here with our two teams. We are here to measure these. These two boys have been rapping police around their fathers, and now we're going to measure the tape to see whose is longer. Let's go, let's go. Let's see what we got. We have the blue team, John and Kale, over here, and the red team, Mike and Brady, over here. These boys have been working real hard, and now it's time to see who our winner is. Let's check it. Hey, Brian, we are getting close on time, so we will let you know who the winner is in the next inning.
All right, thanks a lot, Kayla. We'll be waiting for that to see who our winner is. Let's move. Bottom of the sixth inning. Second baseman, Manuel Pena.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on Valley Sports Live. The San Jose Giants lead over the Visalia Rawhide 4-2. Inside pitch for Manuel Pena. Goes for a ball, one ball, and no strikes. Giants four hits compared to the Rawhide three. The Rawhide, however, four errors compared to the Giants zero. Manuel Pena gets ready from the left side of the plate. The 1-0 delivery on the way, and he swings and fouls that one back off of Morgan. And counts that one ball and one strike. Manuel Pena was sporting some pretty nice cleats in practice today. The New Balance cleats, the kind of retro-looking shoes, former track shoes at one point in time. Swing and a miss for strike two, one ball and two strikes. Plan on showing that during the broadcast today, but it looks like Pena changed out his shoes before the game started. Rocking some black Nikes right now. One ball, two strikes, sent into center field. And it's going to be a leadoff single from Pena. And the Rawhide have a leadoff runner here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Cameron Cotter came in last inning.
Christian
Stratton gave up two runs. They were for two bombs. And then now stepping up to the plate was Pena. Sends that one right up the middle of the field. And it's Christian Serta stepping up to the plate with no batting gloves. Very odd to see Christian Serna's always sporting batting gloves, but right now they're barehanded. Hits the left side of the infield. That's going to sneak on through. Missed through the glove of Rodriguez. Rounding second, going over to third is Pena. Serna's going to wait up at third base, and it looks like a routine double play opportunity. Christian Serna will take it, and the Rawhide have the tying runs aboard, and it's going to be an E5 against the Giants. Quite a bit of errors by both of these teams here today. Five combined now between the Giants and the Rawhide. And the designated hitter, David Martin, has a chance to leave his mark right here. Double play ball set up here for the Giants. Let's say if the ball goes onto the infield, but most likely just try to turn to allow the Rawhide run to come home. But you never know. We saw earlier in this series Gavin Conicello get trapped up in a situation like this. Hit into right field, and that one just missed right of the first base line. And that one would have dropped fair. That one would have advanced Serna easily to third base. Possibly could have sent him home. That could have been a RBI double for Martin. Instead, it's now one ball and one strike with Gavin Conicello waiting on deck. Left on right matchup here for Martin. 1-for-4 entering the day. He'll get ready for the pitch, the delivery on the way, and that one misses outside for ball two. The count's out two balls and a strike. David Martin 0-for-1 on the day. Walked back in the first and grounded out to first base back in the fourth inning. Serna with a small lead over at first. That one sent into left field. This one is going to go into left field. Calling it off is Higgins. Driving on home, here comes Pena, sprinting on home. He'll slide in, and the Rawhide trail by one. Higgins was underneath that one. I don't think he thought Pena would go. And now the Giants are stepping on third base. Maybe thinking that Pena left a little bit early. Let's see if we can get that on the replay. Pena's just a little bit outside of the screen here. I thought it had a chance to drop between everybody. Higgins called it off for the last second. And Pena came flying out of third base like a locomotive. The Rawhide have scored one, a sack fly for Martin, and here is Conicello at the plate. Really improving as of lately, a heavy hack, and Christian Serna's having a dive back as Zach Morgan with the throwback over to first base. Serna's bare hands get touched the first base back, and he's able to get back here in time. 0-1 count here for Gavin Conicello. Three home runs, all two of those came on the road. And this one's going to go opposite field. Carrying back, going back to the wall, and that ball is bouncing at the warning track. Christian Serna around second, going over the third. A little bit of trouble by Higgins. Higgins get up with the ball. Here comes Serna. The play is not in time. Serna slides in there, just underneath the tag of Zach Morgan. And the Rawhide have tied the game up at 4-4, and Christian Serna's got some extra work for Zach Morgan at home plate. Had a chance to talk to Serna today, talking about his walk. He leads the team in walks. But one thing that really shocked me about the conversation that we had, he said he loves playing for his team. If he can draw and walk, that's what he'll do. And that is exactly what he showed right there. Playing for his team, aggressive base running there, rounding third base. And just barely gets in there in time. Pretty animated there with Christian Serna. It looked like he had some words for Morgan at the end of that play. And that's why Morgan was pretty hot. Serna was walking back into the dugout. Now there's all smiles on the Rawhide team, especially for Alvin Guzman. Mound visit here presented by the Shanti, and the Shanti, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Shanti, where community matters. So Gavin Conicello, another double. That is double number 11 of the season. And he currently leads the Rawhide in that department. Back when Brett Johnson was on this team, he was in second. He talked about Brett Johnson being the doubles king, but now that Johnson has been promoted over to Hillsboro, he's all alone in that category. And by about three doubles compared to any other Rawhide batter. 0-1 on the way for Guzman. Hit a home run last at bat to the third base side. Throw it on the first in time. And there's two away here in the bottom of the sixth inning. So Jose Fernandez now will get ready to step in here for the Rawhide. Guzman does a little too far out in front of that one. That one rolls out there.
Short shot. Jose Fernandez.
5-3 ground out, and here comes Jose Fernandez to the plate. It's the bottom of the sixth inning, so that means some scores around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. We'll start in just a moment. Pitch pitches outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. So starting off in high A, we talked about Brett Johnson. His team, the Hillsboro Tops, lost in today's game against Spokane 10-4. Moving over to double A. A heavy hack there from Jose Fernandez, unable to catch up to that one. And the count's now one ball and one strike. Amarillo Sod Poodles defeated the Midland Rock Hounds 12-3. Amarillo's two games below 500 at 26-28. Staring down over at second base, Cameron Cotter. Jose Fernandez sends out into right field. Dropping quickly, retreating backwards is the second baseman, Gavello. He's underneath that one, and the inning comes to a conclusion. So the Rawhide are able to score two runs in the bottom of the sixth inning. They've tied the game up at 4-4. They move to the top of the seventh inning with two here. It will take us the rest of the way. Listen to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
Thanks to Spirit Radio, rising your local Christian radio station. Time to play. Do you know your Miranda rights? And with that, Caleb, what are they?
What is up, everybody? So for our last challenge, the winners were the blue team, John and Kale. But right now, we are here with a member of our Rawhide family to play Do You Know Your Miranda Rights? This is Rye. So, Rye, tell us your Miranda Rights. What was the first one?
You have the right to remain silent.
There you go. You got the first one. Second one?
Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law.
There you go. You got the second one. What is the third one?
You have the right to an attorney.
Yes, sir. That's it. All right. What's the fourth one?
Great question. What's your next?
Okay. If you cannot afford to hire a lawyer, one will be appointed to represent you before any questioning if you wish. Now, this is the hard one. What is the fifth Miranda right?
I have no idea.
You got it. You can decide at any time to exercise these rights and not answer any questions or make any statements. Thank you so much for playing, Ryan. Back to you, Ryan.
Drive Fox behind a Queen Grand Slam with her base side. Try your golf swing. Win. Drive Fox. Lots of fun. Top of the seventh inning, batting for the Giants. Right fielder Alexander Suarez.
Tied ball game. Top of the seventh inning, Alexander Suarez. Swings the first pitch from Swales as a ground ball to the shortstop. Fernandez throws the first. One pitch, one out for Swales.
Center fielder, Turner Hill.
Turner Hill, the center fielder batting from the left side. Swales delivers. Hard ground ball, third baseman Corniel backhands it, sets his feet, the throw is high, and gets by the first baseman Contasello. Hill reaches on a throwing error. It'll be the fifth error of the day for the Rawhide. Runner on first is Hill, and now Gavello bats from the left side.
Second baseman, Thomas Gavello.
First pitch is a strike at the letters. Oh, 1 is a strike. Count is 0-2. No balls, two strikes, infield shading to the right, and the pitch. Ground ball, right side. Second baseman dives. He can't get to it. Hill stays at second. I think he probably could have tried to go to third, but for whatever reason, he didn't have a good read on the ball and stayed at second base. Runners on first and second. There is one down, and Matt Higgins comes to the plate. He's hit a home run today. First time he's facing Swales, though. Here's the pitch. It's a strike on the outside corner. Oh, 01. Big swing and a miss. Strike two. Tied up at four. One down. Runners on first and second. No balls, two strikes. Sales sets. Glove at the belt. Checks the runner on second. Peers in and delivers. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Higgins strikes out for the second out of the inning. A big strikeout for Swales. It's brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria and Crust. We trust.
Anthony Rodriguez.
The pitch is a strike on the outside corner to Anthony Rodriguez. He's 0 for 2 with a walk. Swales, originally from Santa Clarita, California. His third season with the Rawhide. Runner starts to take off towards third. Now the throw to second is not in time from Swales. So Swales was looking at the runner Hill. Hill started to at least look like he was going to take third. Took a few hard steps and then stopped. Swales saw that and spun around through to second. It was not in time. 0-1 count. Here's the pitch. Fouled off. Oh, 2. Just a little high, ball one. 93-mile-an-hour fastball from Swales. It's a good waste pitch from Swales. Here's the 1-2. Line drive right center field. It's going to land for a base hit. Allows Hill to score. Guzman now just picking it up. Gavello scores from first, and the throw to third is in time to get Rodriguez trying to leg it into a triple. He's unable to do so, but the two runs do score for the Giants. 6-4 ball game at stretch time at Valley Strong Ballpark. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Until the end of the eighth inning, when concession stands closed. Now time to get out of your seats. Let's stretch those legs and let's stretch those arms.
Fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Donier Sanabria leads it off for the Rawhide. First pitch is low, ball one. Pitch misses. On the mound for the Giants is Sam Delaplane. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Two-one count, two down. Here's the pitch. Hard ground ball back up the middle. Delaplane snags it. Jogs over to first. Underhand tosses one away. Now Juan Cornell comes to the plate batting from the left. The Giants lead 6-4 in the bottom of the seventh
third
inning. Cornell has popped out to short. He's also struck out swinging today. Here's the pitch. It is low and inside. Almost hits Cornell, but he gets his foot out of the way. Delaplane is in relief for Cotter. Cotter threw two innings, giving up four runs. Three of them earned off of four hits. He did not walk anyone. And he struck out a batter. The pitch is fouled off. 1-1. The pitch is outside. Ball two. Two, one, high and in. Delaplane delivers. The pitch is swung on. Ground ball to the second baseman. Gavello has it. Two down.
And to play for Los Toros. Left fielder Anderson Rojas.
Top of the order at the plate, Anderson Rojas. He's batting from the left side. 0 for 3 today. He has grounded out to second, struck out swinging, and he is lined out to right. Delaplane, 0-1 of the 9.53 ERA. This is his eighth appearance out of the pen, throwing 5 2/3 innings. First pitch is swung on and missed, 80-mile-an-hour breaking ball. He has struck out 11 batters while walking 12 through his six innings of work. The pitch, swung on and missed, count is 0-2. Opponents are batting 261 against Delaplane this season. Swung on and missed, strike three. 1-2-3 inning of work of relief for Delaplane, and he picks up a strikeout. Rawhide still trailed by two. We're going to the eighth. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowles Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowles Comfort way.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
Armando Vasquez on the mound for the Rawhide in relief for Josh Swales facing Tanner Otremba. The pitch misses high and out, ball one. Vasquez, the third pitcher of the evening for the Rawhide. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Here's the 1-0. Misses high, ball two. So Vasquez, again, he's in relief for Josh Swales, who threw two innings for the Rawhide. Gave up four hits, two runs, but neither of those runs were earned. He walked two while striking out a batter. 2-0. Misses out. Ball three. Vasquez 1-1 this season with a 6.46 ERA. This is his 11th appearance out of the bullpen. 3-0. High and outside. Ball four. Otremba draws a four-pitch walk. Both relief pitchers today for the Rawhide, the first batter that they face, they walk them on four pitches. Runner on first, nobody out for Jose Ramos.
Jose Ramos.
Ramos has doubled. He's also hit a ground ball to second, and he has struck out. Here's the pitch. It's a strike on the inside part of the plate. The pitch is high, ball one. So remember, when Ramos hit his double, that was the crazy play at the plate in the sixth inning where two runners were out back-to-back at the plate. One-one. There's a strike on the inside corner. One ball is two strikes. Here's the 1-2. Ground ball to the second baseman. Pena has it, throws the second for one on to first. It's not in time. Ramos able to beat out the double play, but Otremba is out at second.
First baseman, Andrew Cachel.
Cachel bats from the left side. He has walked three times today. One down, runner on first is Ramos. Here's the pitch. Fouls off the first one he sees, 0-1. Vasquez, in his 10 appearances, has thrown 24 innings for the Rawhide. He has struck out 31 while walking 16. The pitch. There's a strike, high outside corner. Opponents, though, are batting 290 against him. Giants lead 6-4 in the top of the eighth inning. One down, runner on first. 0-2 count to Cachel. Left versus left matchup. Vasquez, the southpaw from the Dominican Republic. His glove is at the belt. Now delivers just high. Ball one. Rawhide trail the series 2-0. Both games they've trailed by 2 runs, as they do right now, 6-4 ball game. Pickoff attempt at first. He's back safely standing up. Take a look at the scores around the Cal League today. Inland Empire defeated Stockton 8-1. Fresno leads Lake Elsinore 1-0 in the eighth. And Modesto leads Rancho 2-1 in the seventh. Runner takes off. The pitch is fouled off, though, so Ramos will go back to first. It's a 1-2 count, one down. Giants out hitting the Rawhide 6-5. And both teams have committed an error, at least one error. The Giants have committed one. Rawhide have committed 5 errors today. That is the fourth time this season the Rawhide have committed 4 or more errors. 1-2. Runner takes off. The pitch is low, and Cerda can't hold on to the ball. Stolen base for Ramos. His second stolen base of the night and 15th of the season. Runner in scoring position with one away for Cachel. 2-2 count. He takes off for third. The pitch is swung on and missed. No throw from Cerda. Cachel does strike out for the second out of the inning, but Ramos takes third. Now Zach Morgan, the catcher, comes to the plate batting from the right side. Morgan has hit a ground ball to second and to third today. He's also flied out to center. Here's the pitch. Fly ball into shallow left field. Fernandez goes out. The shortstop calls off the left fielder, and Fernandez makes the catch in front of Rojas for the final out of the inning. Giants strand a runner on third, but they still lead by two. We're going into the bottom half of the eighth inning. Rawhide trailed by two. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
All right, Caleb, it's all yours.
What is up, Rawhide? We are here with Philip and Cindy to play Guess That theme song. Cindy will be representing Section 202, Row G, and Philip will be representing Section 201, Row G. So you guys ready to get started?
Yes.
Let's go.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Manuel Pena at the plate. He takes the ball outside. We have a new pitcher on the mound for the Giants. In relief for Delaplane is Kempner. Will Kempner, right-handed pitcher. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner, 94-mile-an-hour fastball. This call to the bullpen, as always, is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. They've been protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Pitch to Pena. Ground ball hits off the glove of the pitcher. Goes the second baseman, and he's out at first base. Oh, close play. Hit off of Kempner's glove. Gavolo, the second baseman, he was shading up the middle. Momentum going up the middle when the ball was hit. He was able to adjust and get the ball through to first base in time for the first out of the inning. Christian Cerda now batting from the right side. He's doubled today. He's also popped out to short and hit a ground ball to third. Rahai trailed by two. The first pitch misses very out. Ball one. One-oh. Outside ball two. Kempner sets. He kicks. There's a strike on the outside corner. So again, Delaplane, he threw a scoreless inning of relief. He's in the seventh inning. Did strike out a batter. No walks, no hits. The pitch is fouled off. Two balls, two strikes. Think it was a foul tip. And Cerda calls for time. Kempner is 1-3 this season, a 5.04 ERA. This is his 13th appearance. An eighth time out of the bullpen. He does have five starts this year. The pitch is very outside, ball three. He's thrown 25 innings of work for the Giants, striking out 25 while walking 14. Three balls, two strikes, one away. The pitch. Called strike three on the outside corner. Cerda strikes out looking for the second out. Two away, nobody on for the designated hitter, David Martin. Martin has walked today, grounds it out to first, and he's had a sacrifice fly out. 19 RBI this season. Two away, nobody on. Kempner delivers. The first pitch is lined foul, left field side. Opponents are batting 261, beg your pardon, 221 against Kempner. 0-1 is in. Kempner, 6 feet tall, 220 pounds. Right-handed pitcher was drafted out of the third round last year by the Giants. And he's originally from San Jose, so a hometown kid, as that pitch is a strike on the outside corner. He did pitch for San Jose last year and started his professional career in the Arizona Complex League. Time is called by Martin. One ball, two strikes, two away. Come on, 1-2. Outside. Two-two. Swung on and missed. Strike three. A 1-2-3 inning of work for Kempner. The Giants maintain a two-run lead as we go into the ninth. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun-Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top-quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowes Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Cahuilla Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to cahuillahealth.org/SRC. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Vasquez back on the mound on the top for the top of the ninth inning. He's facing Alexander Suarez. The Giants lead 6-4. First pitch misses out. Southpaw delivers. Lined into right field, a base hit, leadoff base hit for the right fielder. Sanabria gets it in to hold him to a single. And that is Suarez's first hit of the day.
And a blind
first hit given up by Vasquez. The top of the order, Turner Hill, comes to the plate. He's lined out to right, struck out looking, walked, and also hit a ground ball to third. Infield at double play depth, shifting to the right. The pitch is fouled off. He did square to bunt, but fouled it off himself in the box. Take a look at the scores in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. Do that after this pitch. Here it is, and it's swung on and missed, strike two. So it used to be only had to give three scores plus the Arizona Diamondbacks, but now that the Arizona Complex League and the Dominican Summer League have started, there's four more teams to go over their score, so bear with me. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike three. Hill strikes out for the first out of the inning. One away. It's brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. Okay, so one of the Dominican Summer League teams, Arizona Red, they were defeated by the Padres 17-8. The other team, the Dominican Summer League, Arizona Black, defeated the Blue Jays 2-1. At the plate now with one out is Gavello. Still the runner on first is Suarez. After this pitch, we'll give you the Arizona Complex League scores. Much longer process than I anticipated. Here's the first pitch. Runner takes off, but it comes in and it hits Gavello on his left hand. He'll take first. And Suarez advances to second. So the Arizona Complex League Diamondbacks, they fell to the Mariners 4 to three. That's the Diamondbacks black team. And then the Diamondbacks red team in the Complex League, they fell to the Royals 9-3. Meanwhile, in Hillsborough, they fell to Spokane 10-4. Amarillo defeated Midland 12-3. And Reno is leading 7-6 in the eighth inning. That's over Tacoma. The pitch is a strike to Matt Higgins. 0-1 count, one down. Runners are on first and second. Fouled off. Infield still at a double play depth. Shifting to the right against left-handed hitter who was 1-for-4 today. Vasquez delivers, and it's a pitch low in the dirt blocked by Cerda. One ball, two strikes. Vasquez delivers, and it's a little high. Tonight and every Thursday, the Rawhide transform to their Latin alter ego because of Copa, which is a program that was started by Minor League Baseball. I think it was in 2017 as that pitch is fouled off. And Visalia was actually one of the first five teams in all of Minor League Baseball to be a part of Copa. And the whole point is to celebrate the Latin American culture that is in baseball. I mean, right now the Rawhide have every single person except for Gavin Condicello, who's at first. Every single person here is from Latin America. Although Christian Cerda was born in the United States, he moved to the Dominican Republic when he was 14, and his parents are both from there. The pitch misses low, ball three. So celebrates the Latin American culture that we have in baseball and the Latin American community here in Visalia, large Hispanic community. Three balls, two strikes, one down. Runners are on first and second. We'll see if they take off on the pitch. Here it is. It's lined towards center field. Guzman comes in. He makes the catch. Let's see if he can get him out at second. The throw. In time, they got him. The runner on second. Suarez took a very large lead. Frankly, he either thought there was two outs or he thought it was going to drop. He did not get back to second base in time. It is a double play to end the inning. We're going into the bottom half of the ninth. Rawhide need two to extend it and three to win it. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
The rowing squad waiting to make some noise. Get fired up.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon,
Call or text 559-732-4433.
Another new pitcher for the Giants is Tyler Vogel on the mound for Kempner, who threw a scoreless inning in the eighth, struck out two, and did not give up a hit or a walk. Gavin Conticello leads it off in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Rawhide trail by two. First pitch from Vogel is a strike on the outside corner. O-1, misses low. The pitch, lined into right field. Right fielder Suarez comes in. It lands in front of him for a base hit. Conticello starts things off well in the bottom of the ninth. Rawhide again, they need two to extend this game. 3 to win it. Rawhide have yet to defeat the Giants. They're 0-2 against them. Alvin Guzman bats from the right side. He has hit a home run today. It was his third of the season. The pitch. Misses high and in ball one. Vogel. 4-2 this season with a 3.57 ERA. It is his 16th appearance out of the bullpen. Checks the runner, 1-0 to Guzman. A hard ground ball to the third baseman. He picks it on the second hop. Throws to second for one, on to first. A double play to clear the bases. Hard hit ball, but right to the third baseman. And now Jose Fernandez trying to extend this ball game.
The shortstop, Jose Fernandez.
Fernandez 0-3 today. The pitch misses outside ball one. 6-4 ball game, Giants lead. Breaking ball in there for a strike. In his 22 innings of work, Vogel has struck out 31 while walking 15, and opponents are only batting 154 against him. 1-1. There's a ball. I thought that was going to be a strike. Two balls and a strike. There's a strike on the inside corner. Two balls, two strikes. Two. Swung on and missed strike three. It was in the dirt. The catcher, Morgan, throws to first to complete the out, complete the inning, and complete the game. The Giants hold on to defeat the Rawhide 6-4. This is the third game in a row where the Rawhide have lost by two runs to the Giants. The Giants improved to 3-0 on the series and have guaranteed at least a split, and they just need to win one more game to guarantee a win for this series. I'm Jill Gearin. Thank you for those of you who are joining us on Bally Live and MLB TV. I believe usually the feed cuts off before we enter the post-game show. If that's the case, I want to thank all of you for listening and watching. A huge thank you to JT, who mans the cameras. He's our producer, director, all of the above. Thank you to Joey Gonzalez for broadcasting innings 4, 5, and 6. For those of you listening at rawhidebaseball.com, stay tuned for the postgame show. But the Giants take down the Rawhide 6-4, out hit the Rawhide 7-6. Giants commit an error, the Rawhide commit 5. Again, I'm Jill Gearin. Stay there for the postgame show. You're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
On social media for all of our Party City friends and fans. Our next Thirsty Thursday.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us on this Thursday evening. Rawhide fall to the Giants 6-4. The winning pitcher is Cameron Cotter. Cotter threw two innings for the Giants, giving up four runs. Three of them earned off of four hits. He did not walk anyone, and he struck out a batter. Really, it's a shame that Jeromy Maldonado did not get the win. He only threw four innings, though, but there were four scoreless innings, giving up one hit, walking one, and striking out three. But again, it is Cotter who gets the win. Tyler Vogel earns the save. Vogel threw the scoreless ninth inning, did give up a hit, but then a double play and a strikeout ended the inning. Let's take you through this ball game in the top of the first when Wyatt Wendell was on the mound. Wyatt threw five innings for the Rawhide. He gave up a solo shot to Matt Higgins, making it a 1-0 ball game in the top of the second inning. Another run would score for the Giants. Ramos reached on an error by the second baseman, Pena. He then stole second, and he reached third on a ground ball to second, and then he scored on a wild pitch. Again, he scored on a wild pitch thrown by Wendell to make it a 2-0 ball game. That would be the score until the top of the fifth inning when the Giants tacked on two more runs with Wendell on the mound. In the fifth, Cachel walks to start off the inning. He advanced to second with two outs when Hill drew a two-out walk, and then a wild pitch allowed them both to advance. 90 feet, the throw from the catcher, Cerda, went to third, went into left field. That allowed Cachel to score the first run of the inning, and then Hill was still standing on second. He then stole third, and then was driven in by Gavello on an RBI double to make it a 4-0 ball game. Rawhide finally got on the board in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Alvin Guzman led off the inning with a solo shot over the left field wall. It was his third home run of the season, and two batters later, Donnier Sanabria, an opposite field home run over the left center field wall. It was his second home run of the season. That made it a 4-2 ball game, and the Rawhide would tie it up in the sixth inning. But before that, I do want to go through one of the craziest plays I've seen. In the top of the sixth inning, with runners on first and second, Jose Ramos doubled to right field. The runner on second, Rodriguez, was staying right near second in case they caught it. Meanwhile, the runner on first was almost exactly on second base. They were right behind each other. And then both of them attempted to score on that double to right field. The right fielder, Sanabria, picked it up, fired it to the second baseman, Pena, and then he threw it home. Cerda, again, these runners are right on top of each other. Cerda tagged out Rodriguez, and then a split second later tagged out Otremba for what was really a double play, but one of the wackiest double plays I have ever seen. And that kept it a 4-2 ball game. And then later on in the next half inning, the Rawhide scored two. Pena singled into center field. Acerda reached on an error by the third baseman, Rodriguez. That made it runners on the corners. Martin hit a fly ball to left field, scoring Pena, making it a one-run game. And then Gavin Condicello doubled off the left field wall. Acerda scored all the way from first base with just one out to tie up the ball game 4-4. The tie game only lasted until the next half inning when two runs scored. It was when Josh Swales was pitching. That's why he gets the loss. Even though both of the runs were unearned, we'll go through the runs. With one out, Hill reached on an error by the third baseman, Corniel. Gavello singled, but then just making runners on first and second. And then with two outs, Rodriguez doubled into right field that drove in Hill and Gavello to make it a 6-4 ball game. Again, neither of those runs would be earned to Swales, but he does take the loss. That would be the final score from Valley Strong Ballpark. The Giants take down the Rawhide 6-4. Final scoring line, Giants 6 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. The Rawhide 4 runs, 6 hits, and 5 errors. They have now committed 4 or more errors in 4 games. And one thing that Dee Gardner, the manager, was mentioning is that this team, against a well-hitting team like the Giants, you cannot make errors. You cannot allow them to have more at-bats. And unfortunately, the Rawhide did that 5 times today. Because of that, they lose 6-4, and they now trail the series 0-3. First pitch tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Expected pitcher for the Rawhide is Jose Cabrera, and Manuel Mercedes is the expected pitcher for the Giants. I'm Joel Guerin. Thank you for joining us today. Again, first pitch is at 7 o'clock tomorrow. We will be live at 6:55 with the national anthem. Rawhide need to win 3 in a row in order to split the series. Giants just need to win one more game to guarantee a win. We'll see what happens tomorrow with Cabrera on the mound. You've been listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening.